Welcome to Women in WP,
a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community.
Hi, welcome to Women in WP. I'm Angela Bowman.
I'm Tracy Epps.
And I'm Amy Masson.
Our guest today is Vanessa Martinez Hernandez, joining us from Nicaragua. She is a meetup organizer, content creator, social communicator, and digital marketer. Welcome, Vanessa.
Hello, guys. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really excited.
We like to start off each episode asking our guests how they got into WordPress. How did you get started?
Okay. It's a really funny story. I am a social communicator, as you said, who fell in love with digital marketing. In the last six years, I have been working in digital marketing and related with WordPress, creating content for different websites, also creating the structure of the website and the content for each section, and also the strategy for this platform. Because we need to build a loyalty, we need to convert customer. So that was the beginning of my career. And then it happens that the second stage, I would like to say in that way, the second stage with WordPress, and the most valuable for me, it was when I met the WordPress community. And it was amazing. It was like one day I just went to a meetup and they talk about a topic that I didn't know about, that is development. But I was really fascinated because they were sharing their knowledge, and that's amazing. So I was like, oh my God, everyone needs to know about this WordPress community. So I would like to help them. And that is the beginning of Vanessa helping the local WordPress community. And in the last 4 years, I've been helping them in the communication area, digital marketing, and also as a meetup organizer, working organizer. So it's been thrilled to me because it changed my life. And because they helped me to communicate my ideas. I am not a shy person, but I don't know how to explain it. It was really different when I was in the WordPress community. When I started in the WordPress community, for example, one of the members of the community told me one day, like, Vanessa, you need to talk about WordCamp 2017 in front of these people. And I was like, really? Oh my God, but I don't know a lot about this topic. And he was like, go, just do it. And I started talking like, you know, the community is this and that. So you should come to this amazing event where you will learn a lot, also meet new people. And I was like shaking, but I was trying to hide my hands, but I was like, oh my God, I'm doing this in my head. Like, really, are you talking about the WordPress community? It was really exciting and amazing at the same time. And then now, I can say that I can speak in front of like 500 people. So it's amazing. I don't know, guys. And it helps me with my confidence in front of the scenario. So the WordPress community changed my life, and I am really grateful and blessed. And that is my beginning. I don't know what if I have to add something else, or if you can ask me a question. I don't know.
I love that because I remember I was doing WordPress development and design and stuff before I found the community. And when you say that, like, the WordPress community, it just changed your life, I relate. I absolutely think, because I remember that same thing. People are like, oh, wow, they're sharing this. It's, you know, not a competition. It's everyone's kind of
free.
For free. Exactly. And I love that you were able to use that. And I actually am teaching some online courses for digital marketers, and we do teach WordPress. And I'm excited because then I can introduce them to the WordPress community right off the bat, because like you said, like, this gives you so many different experiences and connections and such for digital marketing. You don't have to be a web developer.
You don't have, yeah, that's that is a big deal here. Like, for example, when I talk about the community or if I introduce the one meetup or WordCamp, everyone thinks that I am a developer. And I started like, I am Vanessa Martinez. I am social communicator who fell in love with digital marketing. And everyone's like, I blow their mind because at the beginning they thought like, I am a developer, but I am not. And also, I understand WordPress, obviously, because I am a content creator, but I am not a developer, and I would like to learn it, but not right now. And I am trying to involve more women like in this industry, in this platform. Like, for example, if you are a designer, if you are a marketer, you can join us. Like, I am the good example of it. Also, I would like to say, like, oh my God, I forgot the idea. Just Tracy, you said something, but I forgot it. Sorry.
It happens to me even while I'm talking.
Yes, right now I forgot it.
So what is, in Nicaragua, what is the community like in terms of men versus women? Are there a lot of women that are involved and working in WordPress?
When I started, like, in the... 4 years ago, there was only 2 women. And I was like, we need more. So I started like sharing this idea with my friends, also with co-workers, female co-workers. So when I was in one job, I talk about the WordPress community and they joined us. So I've been helping to the community to join more women to the platform. And it's different. You, for example, also we create a new methodology. For example, if we are going to organize one meetup, we need to have one woman and one man. So in this way, we are working on the gender equality, also in the diverse. And we're trying to do that also on the work camps. Also, we create the call for a speaker. There's one dedicated for women, and this is, oh my God, I forgot the name. No, oh my God.
Is it like diversity and inclusion?
Yes, it's about diversity and inclusion, but we name it like, oh my God, I forgot it. I'm gonna try to watch it on our social media platform, but it helped us. We saw the difference. For example, it was when I started, I was a volunteer in the 2017 WordCamp. And then in 2019, I was a co-lead, and it was amazing. We have more women and related to the 2 years ago. And it was amazing. Like, people very comfortable, like, oh my God, there's women also. There's not only an event for men, because everyone was thinking about it. And I thought that it's only for developers and only men developers. And I was like, no, there is for women too. So you can learn about, obviously, development or design, or even know about entrepreneurship, because we talk about this topic, you know, when you're starting your business, so you only have, or you only have a group of one or two, so a group of one or two, so you have to deal with a lot of things. For example, your website, your social media platforms, and for example, the brand of the designing of your brand. So we tried to talk about the entrepreneurship. So that is interesting for a lot of people, not only for developers. So we work in that way to catch more people to the events, because obviously not everyone knows about WordCamp or WordPress. So that's our mission to get to that people and create the spaces where they can keep growing. And it's being excited. I can lie to you.
Yeah, one of the things that, because that whole thing of like, oh well, you must be a web developer, or this space is only welcoming to web developers, but the reason, like, I love that that's not the case in the WordPress community, because it takes so much more. WordPress is a tool that is being continually improved and built upon so that it doesn't have to be a developer to be able to create a website, to create a business, to start a blog, to start creating content.
Exactly. Also, the last year in work in Spain, 2020 online, we talk because I have a partner. It was Alex Cuadra. We talk about not everything in WordPress is code in Spanish, obviously. And we talk like what involves WordPress. WordPress that is not only code. So that was amazing. Like everyone was paying attention. We have a little issues in the when we were live. I lost my partner due to internet connection, and I was frozen for a minute. And I was like, "Oh my God, you have to keep talking, Vanessa." And I was talking like, "Okay, it was the part that we were talking about design, but it was his part. But we learned all the." on the speech, so it was easy. But yeah, we try to cover all that because there's a lot of work to do on that, because people still believe that it's only for men and for developers.
That's why we're here.
Yes, thank you so much. I was nervous, guys. when I received the DM, I was like, really?
Really? Yeah, so that was the first thing you said, is you said, "I'm not a developer and I don't know if I qualify for your podcast." And it's like, yes. I think we've had all of 2 developers on the podcast, maybe 3.
Well, it depends on what you call developer, because there's that whole big fight within the development world about, you know, are you a real developer? Are you not a real developer? And it's like, just shut up.
Programming languages, CSS, a program. Yes. It's cool.
Shut up. I mean,
yes. I repeat that to myself a lot. Like, Vanessa, I was thinking like, I need to cancel because I was afraid. But I was telling to myself, like, if you are afraid, do this with this afraid. And I'm here talking about my experience, and I am really excited right now.
I mean, and one that we do is like, we're like, okay, well, we get that a lot. People, especially women in the WordPress community, we were like, "Oh, well, I just did this." You know, we always kind of lessen what we do. But the WordPress community, I am convinced, WordPress itself would just crumble and fall and just become dust if it weren't for all the women that are just doing this, or just organizing this, or just volunteering at this, because those are the things that are making this community so like thriving in an industry where it's very competitive. But
I just remember, Tracy, when you talk, you give me the ideas. No, we were talking about like how competitive are on other areas. For example, marketing in Nicaragua is really difficult. You can share your ideas, because everyone like, "No, it's not like that. No, you are wrong with this. No, you can back to college and do this thing." So I was like really scared when I started in digital marketing, because I didn't find like a community where I can feel like supported. And then I met the WordPress community that involved all these platforms. And I was like, "Oh my God, it's a relief, because I can call someone and I can tell them like, oh my God, I don't know how to do this. And I won't be embarrassed of it, because everyone are embarrassed to ask one question in digital marketing in Nicaragua, in my country." And I don't want to generalize, and but is it true? It's really difficult, because you are afraid to ask one question when in the WordPress community, everyone died to answer that question. And that's why it is amazing. And I really love it. And that's the reason why I am one of the girls who is always talking about WordPress community. Because I want that people have a place where they can share their ideas and ask questions without fear, because we don't have the final answer. Of course, we can learn and learn every day. And that's the reason. And that's one of the points that the WordPress community support or try to share with us. So that was the I was trying to say at the beginning, like it's a difficult area, digital marketing.
And, you know, you're not the only person who's told us that. We had someone else on the podcast who came from a marketing background and had gone to marketing conferences. And they said that same thing, that it was in the States though, you know, and it was highly competitive and you just felt bad you just would feel totally embarrassed and all of that. And they had the exact same experience, but then they went to a WordCamp and it was so the opposite. And they're like, I like this a lot better.
Yes, everyone, for example, when I told my friends, like, you need to be on a meetup, you need to share your ideas. And they were like, oh my God, I don't have like 20 years of experience. I don't have a paper. And I was like, really? Okay, everyone's have knowledge. Everyone have something to share. So you are one person and you have knowledge and you can share it. So that's the reason that for these spaces, not for who is better than that. Oh, I know that, but you know, so I am here. Like we don't have like the, I don't know, it's like you feel comfortable. That's the most amazing thing. And also I deal with this a lot. Like when I met a person and I know that this person or this woman have the potential to be in a meetup or in a work camp, I have like to work like time by time, like little steps, like sharing her, like, oh my God, you know, you are really good at this. You can share this idea in one meetup. But I am afraid, they told me, but okay, it doesn't matter. You can start it as a volunteer. You can share with us. And they start getting involved. And then I just tell them, like, you know, it was easy. Then you can share this idea on a meetup. And they were like, okay, I'm going to try it. And then when they were like, oh my God, it was cool. I feel amazing. Like I want to do it again. So, and I tell them like, okay, the next step is going to be the workout. And I need to work like one by one, by little step, because it's really difficult. To me, like it was the community who helped me to believe in myself, to be in front of 500 people and to share my ideas. So that's the reason why I am and try not to push the girls, but to try to be with them. Like you have this power and you can share it with the world. Don't think about this. For example, if you are a marketer, don't think about this community in Nicaragua, or if you are a designer, don't think about it. Think about what are you capable to do and what you are capable to share. So in this way, they started speaking, and that's the reason why we have more women participating, and I am excited, and I am trying to continue this, and because I am really exhausted to hear like, no, I don't know that, no, I can't, and I, no, stop, like, you have the power. Oh my God, I remember the name of the it called it girl power. When we do this call for a speaker, we create a design specifically for women, like call girl power. And this way, like we like, okay, we need women also in this event, and you can be one of them. And it was amazing. So it has been amazing. And it's been okay. And I think that it will never stop, because, for example, I told them in the forum that I am a victim of imposter syndrome. And it's been difficult to me. For example, when I received the DM, I was really, do I have to, I am the right one? Or also when I send my application to WordCamps as a WordCamp speaker, then when I got accepted, I think later like, oh my God, do I really know that? I have the authority to share this idea. And oh my God, I question myself a lot, but then my other side is like, Vanessa, stop it, quiet. you know, look to the past and, oh my God, try to analyze everything that you have to do to achieve this place. So you are capable, you have to do it. If you are afraid to do it, you will do it with fear. So I talk to myself a lot in this moment. For example, when I have a challenge, one of my challenge in 2020 was like, for example, Rocío. Everyone knows about Rocío. She asked me like, Vanessa, can you please be a volunteer on WordCamp Europe? And I was like, oh my God, WordCamp Europe. I don't even speak English. And I was going to be with a lot of people. Like, and I was like, but I didn't have an answer here. And I was like, okay, Vanessa, you have to do it. It doesn't matter if you don't speak like really good English, but you have to do it.
I don't know what language you're speaking then, because it sounds like really good English to me.
Same.
I know.
That's the imposter syndrome.
My imposter syndrome talking. Yes, I know. I am still working with it.
Raise your hand if you've ever had imposter syndrome. Oh, look, all of our hands are up. All of us.
So I answer her to yes, I'm going to help you, Rocío. And when we were in the practice, like I was, oh my God, I'm here. That's amazing. And also the WordCamp Hero helped me to understand that it doesn't matter if you don't speak like in the perfect English or Spanish, what English specifically, because I get connected with people around the world, like, you know, India and other countries, and they were speaking English and they were speaking in their way. And I was like, oh, Vanessa, and you were worried about it. You can understand them. So they can understand you. So that was amazing. I love challenges, and the WordPress community gave me a lot of challenges. So that's one of the reasons why I love it. Also, I can share my idea. I am always in constant pushing, working, or challenging myself. So I don't know. I don't want to never live them, because I have learned a lot here.
And one of the things that I really think that, because we're in this, you know, especially like you should talking about digital marketing. Well, if you have questions, then people will think of you as less than, because you don't have this universal knowledge. You don't have this, like this one attainable, like, but the WordPress community and what we're, you know, what we've experienced, but have, you know, had that imposter syndrome, is that we have our expertise in our own like world. And that is welcomed in the WordPress community, especially since it's global. And just like being able to sit down is like, you know what, you know a whole lot more about Nicaragua and the WordPress community there and how the digital communications there. So that makes you an expert in that, and only you can do that, and you can sit there and give us that information, and like that, it's amazing, and I love that, because I just love hearing and learning from people from their own experience.
Yes, totally true, and that's the reason why I am always like trying to give like talks about WordPress community. Because I don't know, when you talk about your experience, you can talk a lot right now, for example. And that in a moment I am feeling like I am talking a lot, and I am like, oh my God, I'm talking a lot. That's awesome.
Well, are you helping out with WordCamp Europe that's going on right now?
No, not this year.
It's been a
challenging year for me. So I was out of duty until like 1 month that I started helping with meetups. And what we are going to start the organization for WordCamp Nicaragua 2021 online. I'm going to help. I am not a lead, but I'm going to be part of the team, a sponsored team. So I'm going to contact my content to find help. So I'm really excited right now, because I am back on track.
And are you able to have in-person meetups?
No. Well, we have one, It was the first one. That it was like 2 weeks ago. It was to celebrate the 18th celebration of WordPress, and it was the first time that we saw each other like one and a half year, and we were like celebrating. We were talking a lot. Like we were laughing. We worked more than we worked in how do, oh my God, I forgot the word. We work more online than what we do when it's present. Like, and we were like, oh my God, we need to see each other again. We are trying to do like a mixed, like, you know, virtual and also presential. So we are going to work on that. But WordCamp is going to be online only.
I am ready for in-person again. I'm almost out of sunglasses, and that's where I get like 99.9% of my sunglasses are at WordCamps, and I'm running
the teachers. Also, I have a collection.
Yeah, I have like several Bluehost pairs, and I've got Restrict Content Pro, and I've got Easy Digital Downloads, and I just WordPress, just ones that say WordPress. But I'm down to like 5 pairs, and that's just not enough. But I really miss my nerd friends, and I just miss getting together and talking shop and doing things that are not in my house.
Yes, of course. Yes. But definitely we are looking for that. And I hope that it started soon because we really miss it. It's different. We have also, for example, we have one meetup, like it's only for networking. It's called Viernes de Cerveza, Friday Beers. We need to drink beers, but also we accept someone. If someone drinks only water, you can join us, but you have to talk about WordPress and new technologies or everything that you want. So it's really amazing because these places, these meetups, they were full when we're in person. Like everyone went to a bar, and we talk a lot, like 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, and we celebrate a lot. And people, for example, one day it was really funny because someone got close to us and asked, "Are you the WordPress community?" And we were like, "Yeah, we are," and we were really excited because it's really Facebook. It catch the attention when you said like Friday's beers, or beers Friday. So it was really amazing that someone recognized us, and we missed those spaces. So I hope that everything changed from now on.
Has anybody heard anything about 2022, if they're going to start to schedule WordCamps in person or not?
I haven't read it about it.
I mean, there's nothing on WordCamp Central.
We're still focused on 2021.
Well, so many places in the world are still struggling, like India, and so many places are still struggling with their case loads and low vaccination rates. And right. So we're kind of in the U.S. weirdly now doing so much better. And it's just so hard to know like what's going to happen in the rest of the world. And I'm so curious when it's going to come online. We're still doing our meetups online, but the cool thing is that we've had people from all over the world attend our meetups on Zoom. And so now, instead of maybe there's like 12 people at our meetup, now we have like 60, and it's like amazing to meet so many people. And I think I'll miss that part, but I definitely miss seeing people in person. And now that we've been able to do that, it's so great. But we really want to, all the women in WordPress, when we were at WordCamp US in 2019, we had the most amazing happy hour ever. And we want that again. We were going to do that for WordCamp Europe, and we want it again. And it's special to see people in person. It's just magical.
Yeah, I'm totally overwhelmed at that party. There were so many people.
It was so great.
Amy's little, so we had to kind of protect her.
I like hidden. I hid in a corner because I was so overwhelmed with so many people. But, you know, I need them in small doses, but I definitely want to see people.
Yes, one of my friends showed me the photos of work in Europe 2019, I think so. The party, the after party, oh my God, how can you do that?
You were there, Tracy, weren't you? And was that Berlin?
I thought my friend have a picture with you, Tracy. I don't
of
know.
Of course she does.
Yes, yes. Probably. Yeah, but I was like amazed, like, oh my God, this, I'm going to have the opportunity to meet these people one day. And I was expecting like 2020, but but it was a huge change. And as you said, like, okay, it was a great opportunity to have more people on our meetups, and also the opportunity to, for example, being a speaker or work in Spain or work in Mexico. And I was like, oh my God, I was able to do this in my house, like, you know, and okay, but obviously we missed this part, we connected. And it catch my attention when we have the after party, because online and work in Spain and work in Mexico, and no one wants to leave because they want to keep sharing. Also in work in Europe, we spend like 6 or 8 hours talking. And for example, one people out, and they were like, in one moment, we were only Latin people and we just started talking in Spanish. Like, oh my God, why we are talking in English if we are only Latin people here? And we started talking, but then someone in, and he only speak English. So we started again. But it was amazing how we miss all this part of the of this connection. You know, besides we are digital, we work on digital, we like the connection with people. And that is the most amazing thing of the community, that I am always telling to people, like, you are not only working like in front of your computer, you are working on the connection with people. And when you are in front of them and you learn a lot, for example, from the community I have met for people, like persons like who work and travel around the world, and I want to do that one day, and I am looking for that. They inspire me. So you can find like someone that inspire you, you can find also someone that can be your partner in one project, and you never know, you can start a big company in what we would meet up. And so we are missing that, but I hope so that soon.
It's so true.
We're going to start it again.
Yeah, I think what you're saying about that in person, there is that synergy that happens when people are in person. And I would see that in my meetups where people were getting together and partnering on projects a lot. And they were like starting little ad hoc agencies together. Like one person was more of a designer, the other person was more of a marketer, or maybe more of a coder, developer kind of type. And so people were really making those really, not that you don't make meaningful online connections, but I think you make more deeper meaningful connections in person. And it can't be discounted. Those partnerships, I just really haven't seen that kind of thing happen this past year. Lots of connecting, but not that way.
Not that way. That's true.
Something.
Yeah. You have to see people in the face. So in that way, you can know if you can trust them.
No, I totally agree. I feel like there's just something about being in person in the room and being able to have real meaningful connections that I think are lacking online.
Anyone else, when you see people online or you meet them online, and then like the whole mystery of like you think of them as a certain height, but then you meet them in person and they're completely like... That almost feels to me, I'm like, do I even know this person? They're much smaller than I was expecting, or they were taller.
My very, very first meetup in Vegas, and I got there, and the organizer, I had been watching her podcast, but I'd never met her, and I said, you're much taller than you are on your podcast.
Oh my God. Also, yes, when I met Rocío, I was expecting like she were taller than she is. But that's happened.
Well, and now it's a weird thing about seeing people's faces now that we can start taking off masks. And, you know, there are people that I've only known with masks on So I volunteered at our vaccine clinic. And so, you know, you're always wearing your mask all the time and all the, you know, health department people that work there. And one day I was talking to a guy that I had been volunteering there with for 5 months, and he pulled down his mask and he was like a completely different person. I'm like, who is this stranger that I've been talking to for 5 months?
So you need to draw a face on your mask and then people.
Or have like a button that has your real face on it. Yeah. Oh, I was at a doctor's appointment and they were just about to like, was having this procedure and they had to put the oxygen on me. So I had to take my mask off, and she goes to put the oxygen, she takes my mask off and she's like, "Oh, you're so pretty without your mask." I was like, "And so what did I look like with my mask?
What are you
like,
trying to real, say?"
No, but she was like surprised, like, "Oh."
A maskless world. It's something we have to ease back into.
Yeah, it's so weird because now they're like with vaccine, you know, you're like, oh, the stores a lot around here, they have the signs of like wear masks. But if you're fully vaccinated, you can.
Well, see, now I'm on the fence. I don't want people to think I'm unvaccinated if I'm wearing a mask. So I made buttons that say fully vaccinated and they have the little our town's logo for crushing COVID. And I'm like, I can just wear my button when I'm in public and people know I'm fully vaccinated. But, you know, in stores, I've mostly still been wearing my mask.
I feel naked without my mask. Like, and I have to say, I like the anonymity of my mask. Like, I feel like when I have it on, no one can recognize me. Of course they can recognize me. I had someone recognize me on a trail nearby, but I do feel like I'm not seen. I'm just floating in this space and like a movie star with dark glasses or something.
I talk to myself a lot. And so you.
That's what I'm going to say. I talk to myself a lot too. And I can't speak and no one's noticed.
Yeah. Or even just mouthing things, be like, okay, all right, buddy. Like, I'm going to have to actually remember how to make outside faces of like that are socially acceptable. That's going to take some.
See, I talk with my hands, so the mask, you know, doesn't help anything. Even I'm on the phone, I'm talking with my hands because people can see my hands on the phone. I don't know.
Oh my God, guilty.
Well, I've been wondering if, you know, for WordCamp US, if they come back in person next year, do you think it'll be in St. Louis? Do you think they're going to move to a new location?
I hope so. I want
you
that
hope city. That they move, or you hope they go to St. Louis.
I want to go there because it was supposed to be there, and that museum was really great.
That museum was so fun. I just go back and look at the pictures because it was so much fun.
And then Vanessa, you'll have to come and join us, and we'll all hang out at the after party.
I'm going to think about it. I am envying you because you have a lot of places to choose. And here in Nicaragua, we don't have like a lot of places, big places when we can join a lot of people. So we are trying to, oh my God, where is going to be the next local for the WordCamp? But we are always trying to get the support of college. But in the last 5 years, it has been difficult in the country due to the social political situation, and the college are not a safe place. So thanks God, right now we are online, but then we have to think where we are going to organize this MAC event.
So are you going to be involved in organizing more upcoming events?
Yes, I would like to. I don't know if in Nicaragua, because I am looking for a scholarship to Europe. So, but I'm always going to try to be in contact with the local WordPress community where I am. And so, for example, if I am in the US, I'm going to contact you girls. Or if I am in Canada or Europe or I don't know, Spain, if there's not exist, I'm going to create it because the community has to be everywhere. So I hope so.
They'll be so happy to have you.
Well, it has been so great having you on today. Before we go, can you tell everybody where they can find you online?
Yes, they can find me on Twitter, Martinez008.
Oh, the underscores, Martinez_008. And you do tweet in Spanish, but Twitter does have translation, so people can brush up on their Spanish, which is what I want to be able to do because I want to go to Spain Though Spanish is a little bit different everywhere. My stepdaughter's bilingual, and she was in Nicaragua. So she was in Costa Rica doing a semester. That's when her Spanish got really good. She said when she got there, she couldn't understand a thing grandma said. She was doing a homestay. So the grandma, the abuelita, she couldn't understand any of her English, but by the time she left, she could totally speak to grandma. And she's been bilingual ever since. But she was in Managua and she did, she got sick. Actually, she was in Managua and had this weird thing that parasites from India that happened, but she...
That's awful.
But she's been there. And so she loved Nicaragua, actually.
Really? Oh my God, that's amazing. I'm excited that she's bilingual.
So... Yeah. So, but anyway, we should all learn Spanish is my feeling in North America and South America, of course. But so we will definitely keep in touch online and hope to see you in person.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you so much, girl. It was a great time to talk with you and hear all the experiences. So I hope so to find you very soon.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, or join our Facebook group. We would be honored if you subscribe to the show. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. Finally, if you want to be on the show or know someone who would, visit our website at womeninwp.com. Until next time.